KHAS.
We're back at Hastings High as we get set for the boys' game tonight between Hastings and Grand Island Northwest as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, 2-2 in your last four ball games, a couple of wins over McCook and a loss to Columbus and Lexington. Looks like the guys are playing a little bit better down the stretch here.
Well, we have been. You know, I think it's a matter of just a little bit more familiarity with one another and me being able to put people in a little bit better position and an opportunity to score. I think our defensive game plans have started to give us a little bit better opportunity to make smaller adjustments and maybe not throw so much at the kids to where they can just kind of decipher what we need to do each and every time we hit the floor. So up and down the line, I've been pretty pleased with our effort by and large, but you know, still got some things that we need to work on each and every day, and that's been our biggest adjustment so far.
Had a young, inexperienced bunch to start the season, so you knew that the process was going to be slow throughout the year.
It has been, and I think, you know, we've kind of switched up our lineup here of late and starting a freshman at the point guard position, which is always scary, but Vinny's done a pretty good job just managing, you know, turnovers and taking good shots, getting us organized. Has brought us a little bit more opportunity to bring some experienced kids or some older, you know, upperclassmen kids off the bench. So we've got a little bit more firepower at times coming off of the bench and gives us a little spark anytime we can make a substitution.
Tanner Johnson and the Karloff kids seem to be carrying most of the offensive load for you.
Yeah, they really are, you know, and I think they're two kids that kind of have multiple skill sets. They can shoot, you know, mid-range jump shots. They can post up a little bit. They can get to the rim, get themselves to the foul line, just things like that. So that's really been a plus, and I think their games overall have really kind of hit those three facets, which, you know, at any point in time, they can score from different spots on the floor. So that's been a big bonus for us.
How about some of the other guys stepping up for you here at the beginning of the season?
Well, I think, you know, Sam Reimer's done a great job defensively, especially on the ball. He's typically been a guy that we're going to put on to, you know, to slow a really good guard down from the opposing team. I think Ben Clausen and Ryan Kern here of late have just given us a nice spark coming off the bench. I think Alex Panganiban has done a good job and just really kind of starting to understand fully his role. I think Addison Bilau has done a tremendous job, especially on the defensive end and rebounding. And, you know, we don't probably get him as many touches as we should, but again, it's still a lot of work in progress here. So, you know, Vinny Schmidt, again, as I, like I said, has really played well here the last five or six games for us and been productive in his touches on the ball. So things are starting to kind of piece themselves together. We've just got to get rid of the huge peaks and valleys and start to stabilize and you know, each game just get a little bit better. You know, and I think too many times early on we were basing our success rate whether we made baskets or not, and I think now we're starting to understand that it's just a opportunity for us to take the floor and see where we can make subtle adjustments and improvements along the way in a game type situation that has given us a chance to you know, a little bit better consistently up and down the line.
It seems like offensively seems to be the area where you're most inconsistent right now.
Yeah, it is, you know, and again, that's a lot of times with a young crew, you know, we base so much of how we play on whether the ball goes in the hole. And I think that's just the opposite. You know, as long as we're getting good shots and taking good shots, you know, sometimes you're going to have those nights where the ball's just not going to go in the hole. And I think, as we spoke before we got on the air here, one of the better games I think we've played is against North Platte out in our holiday tournament out in Scotts Bluff. Only scored 30 points, you know, but we held a really good opponent to 44 points. We held a really good post player to just 11 points. So we did a lot of really good things. We just could not score the basketball. And I think after we sat down and the kids had a chance to watch film and say, okay, that was a good shot, ball just didn't go in. You know, and sometimes you're just going to have those nights. But we're starting to understand that defense and rebounding is going to have us or give us an opportunity to stay in games. And you know, once those shots start to fall on a consistent basis, I think we'll be a much better team.
That's what you usually find when you're trying to build a program where the defense really settles in long before the offense does?
Oh, there's no doubt, you know, and you know, it may be the last two games of the year before our offense really starts to click. Now, I thought we made really good strides with that last Friday out in McCook. I thought we played a very complete game. I think, you know, we were down 4 or 6 at halftime. Kids did a great job of stepping up and just competing, you know, and it wasn't always the prettiest thing in the world, but come the fourth quarter, we did a really nice job of getting ourselves to the rim, getting ourselves to the foul line, and we really took some things away from McCook. So to play in a really tough environment on the road with a team at the midway point of the year that was still kind of searching for who we are. I thought the kids did a really good job, and I was really proud of them.
Grand Island Northwest tonight, we've seen this group a couple of times last week in both games against Adams Central and Cincy City. One thing we pulled out of that is they have played hard right to the final buzzer.
They're extremely well coached. There's no doubt there. They've got, you know, obviously Coach Rathke is very good. His son Garrett's helping out. He's got college basketball experience. You got Rico Burkett, who was a head coach at Wayne State College. So they're going to be very well organized, and you know, he is really a tactician when it comes to putting people in positions to score it. And they're always very sound defensively. They're going to give you multiple looks. They're huge. You know, I mean, they're 6'4", and they're big-bodied 6'4 kids. So, you know, they do a very good job of pounding it inside and really taking advantage of the size, you know, factor that we just can't scheme for, you know, and we've got to be very disciplined in how we rotate and multiple looks defensively and try and give a little pressure and try and take some things away and pressure guards, make it tough on the post entry. You know, just a lot of little things like that. But in regard to, you know, you're not going to just go in there and out-coach this crew, that's for sure. And they're going to be very well organized. And I think they're a little bit like us. They're still trying to find their niche offensively and see where they can get consistent points from.
It's a hungry basketball team. They have lost 5 games in a row, and I think 7 out of their last 8. So it's a team that's kind of has a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, they do. You know, and I think they're, you know, going to be coming in against a very similar team than us. You know, and I think, you know, just because we've won a couple here of late doesn't mean we've, you know, arrived, I guess you will. It just means we've gotten a little bit better and maybe taken advantage of a couple opportunities. But, you know, it's going to be a good battle. And I think, again, it's just going to come down to whether we can make some baskets, you know, just enough baskets to really propel us. Because for whatever reason, it's probably basketball nature that when we're making shots, we're a heck of a lot more aggressive on the defensive end.
Northwest led by the McNeilis kid, and he's about 80% of their offense. What have you seen about him?
Well, he just can hurt you in so many ways. You know, I think he uses his body really well. He's good around the rim. He can step away a little bit, put it on the floor a little bit. You know, he's a kid that's got, you know, multiple skill set, and those are always the ones that are the hardest to guard because you can't, you know, about the time, you know, good players, about the time you take one thing away, they find another way to beat you. And I think that's kind of where he is. You know, he's a kid that's a little bit up and down, and like, you know, an inconsistent team would be when your best player is probably a little bit up and down. But again, he's getting the opponent's best shot each and every night. So, you know, he's a competitor. I think, you know, there's an opportunity. Maybe we can attack some things on the defensive end, and we can try and get some folks in foul trouble. And maybe, you know, we're not great size, so we're going to have to use some foot speed and some things to, you know, make our offense a little bit of our defense at the same time.
You mentioned the size a couple of times. All of a sudden, we're not going to just grow up tonight and all of a sudden be 6'4", 6'5". How do we counteract their size?
Well, what we're going to try and do is give some multiple looks defensively. You know, use some pressure in dead ball situations. We're going to try and mix up a little zone and maybe a little junk here and there and just not let them get comfortable offensively, because when they, you know, sit there with their high-low passing and just try and pound it inside, that really puts a lot of pressure on our kids. And pressure that, again, when it's size, it's very difficult to scheme for. And I'm not talking just a couple inches. I'm talking 6 or 7 inches and 20, 30 pounds. So it's not just a height size. It's a girth size. And you know, when you got big, strong kids that use their body well, we've got to really avoid foul trouble because we don't have a lot of size. So if we can't avoid foul trouble, it could be a long night for us.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Starting lineups, play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Grand Island Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Jungle at Hastings High as we get set for the boys' ball game here tonight between Hastings and Grand Island Northwest. Vikings come in a mark of four wins and nine losses on the season. They have lost five games in a row. In fact, for 2014, the Vikings have not tasted any kind of a victory here. Their last win was back on December the 30th in the third round of the Wayne Holiday Basketball Tournament. They beat Pender that day by a score of 71-31. But since then, they have lost to Grand Island Central Catholic. They have lost to Columbus Lakeview. They have lost to York. They were beaten by Hastings St. Cecilia. And they lost to Adams Central last week. They had both of those ball games. They lost to St. Cecilia by a score of 44-38. And they lost to Adams Central last week by a score of 55-42. The Vikings come in averaging about 44 points per ball game, which is a shade over 44 points a game. They are giving up 53 on the defensive end. Grand Island Northwest hitting 39% of their field goal tries so far this year, 23% from three-point territory, 58% from the free throw line. They average about 15 turnovers per ball game, and a majority of their offense goes through Derek McNeilis. We saw him last week. McNeilis averaging 13.5 points and 7.9 rebounds per game. He leads the team in block shots with 18. Also leads the team in steals with 1.3. The Hastings High Tigers under former Hastings College head coach Lance Creech. They come in with a mark of 4 wins and 7 losses on the season. The Tigers are 2-2 in their last 4 games. They beat McCook out of the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Tournament out in Scotts Bluff by a score of 53-32. They lost to Columbus 63-41. Then they lost to Lexington 49-40 before coming back last Saturday and going on the road and beating McCook by a score of 58-49. So Hastings High, a team that is averaging 44.6 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 53 on the defensive end. Hastings High hitting 41% of their field goal tries so far this year, 33% from three-point territory, 70% from the free throw line. The Tigers are averaging about 16 turnovers per ball game. And they got three guys that really average around 9 points per ball game. Tanner Johnson averaging 9.4 per game, 5.4 rebounds per game. Morgan Karloff is averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds per game. Another guy that's doing some scoring for Hastings High this year has been Adam Bilal. He's been in there, averaging about 6 points per ball game as well. Also, Vinny Schmidt, who's the point guard now for the Tigers, just a youngster. So all those guys can be called on here tonight to stop a veteran squad and a big squad here from Grand Island Northwest. We'll get you a scoreboard update before we get going here tonight. The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Over at the Chapman Gymnasium tonight, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls, they roll to a win over Aquinas Catholic tonight by a score of 43-16. Hastings St. Cecilia now 11-3 on the season. Chandra Farmer, she backs up her 31-point performance last night against Fran. She scores 14 points in limited playing time here tonight for John Kyle and the Hawkettes. So Chandra Farmer scores 14. Claire Hamburger had 13 points. Hastings St. Cecilia in girls play knocks off Aquinas Catholic by a score of 43-16. Again, the Hawkettes are now 11-3 in the season. They got the boys game coming up next over there at the Chapman Gym. And that's the only other games going on tonight in the city of Hastings. Adams Central has the night off. The Patriots will be on the road tomorrow playing at Grand Island Central Catholic. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. They're located just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington and Hastings. You can also visit them online at FurnitureDirect.com. We're in between games, getting closer to the tip-off for the men's ball game, the boys' contest here today between Grand Island Northwest and the Hastings High Tigers. We'll come back and check the starters in this one as we continue with high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
More than you expect at Burnham Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings. Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Just got word that the Nebraska Kearney women's basketball team, they picked up a win tonight over South Dakota Mines by a score of 76-75. So we're getting set to go for boys high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Get the introduction of the starting lineups. Derek McNeilis, a 6'4" and senior, will start off here for Grand Island Northwest. Also, Travis Sleep getting a start as well. Here's a Jason Schulte coming up. And also, Brooke Brown is going to get a start, in addition to Garrett Kemp, a 6'6" senior. By the way, the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Any reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. The Hastings High Tigers are going to be introduced now. They're going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange as we play in front of a pretty good house tonight at the Tiger Gym. Getting a start will be Vinny Schmidt, a 5'7" freshman. Getting a start here for Hastings head coach Lance Creed. So he's been kind of thrown to the wolves here. Morgan Karloff, another starter for Hastings High, a 6'2" and sophomore. Here comes Sam Reimer out. Reimer is a 5'10" and sophomore. So a young starting lineup here this season for the Tigers. Also coming in there is going to be Tanner Johnson, a 6'3" and senior. Tanner Johnson leading the way as far as scoring is concerned for the Tigers here in this 2013-2014 season. Addison Belau also starting, a 6'5" junior for the Tigers. Belau is averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Now with three locations in Hastings at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC. So Hastings High, 2-2 in their last four ball games, 4-7 overall. The Northwest Vikings have lost 5 games in a row. Looking to get off of the snide here for 2014. They come in with a mark of 4 wins and 9 losses. They'll be dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Hastings High will shoot to our basket to our left. Jumping into the center circle is going to be Travis Schleep now for the Vikings. It's going to be Hastings High's Adam Belau. The chip is controlled by Hastings High. So the Tigers will come into the offensive zone for the first time. Vinny Schmidt, just a freshman at point guard here. So Lance talked about him during the pregame show. He's got it on the wing. There's a bounce pass inside being deflected away from Belau. Hastings High will play things in. Baseline left side, underneath their own basket. The ball was deflected out of bounds. Northwest pretty good defensively. Saw this team a couple of times last week. They give up only 45 points per ball game. They play hard right to the final buzzer. There's a foul that's going to be called as the Tigers had a man knocked down over there. That was Sam Reimer, who was knocked down trying to grab the ball in the inbound. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Grand Island Northwest. Foul is going to go on Schleep. That's going to be his first. The first one on the Vikings, non-shooting situation. Hastings High will play things in from underneath their own basket, just underway here at the Tiger Gym. Here's Karloff with the ball deep in a corner. Karloff drives it to the hole. Here's a pass out to Schmidt. His shot for three is up and in. Vinny Schmidt, the freshman, knocks down a three-pointer. He's hitting 56% from three-point territory. And Hastings High grabs the early lead here over Grand Island Northwest. It's 3-0. Here's Brooke Brown with the ball. They lob it inside. He ricochets off of the glass. That's going to be picked up here by Hastings High. Schmidt comes back the other way with the Tigers. Vinny Schmidt, the freshman, dribbling out here with the Tigers. He'll set things up. It's a man-to-man defense here for Grand Island Northwest. Vinny Schmidt just across the 10-second line. Comes to the near sideline. Schmidt gets away. The ball going to be poked away from behind as he was driving the ball toward the hole. Getting his hands on it there was Schultes of Grand Island Northwest. So it'll be Hastings High playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're about 53 seconds into the ball game. The Tigers on a three-pointer by Vinny Schmidt. They got the lead. And now we've got Morgan Karloff with the ball. He takes it down to the baseline. A little 10-footer is up there and in. Morgan Karloff hits a short baseline jumper. And the Tigers are out on top by a score of 5-0 here in this one. Here comes Schultes with the ball. They move over on the wing. Schleep, he sends it inside. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get the ball down on the baseline. In fact, they do this a lot. Derek McNeilis is the guy they go to down there. The Tigers have got that pretty much covered up here in the first two possessions for Northwest. Schultes will inbound the ball. They lob it in the lane here. Here's Kemp with it. He has it knocked loose, and the foul's going to be called. Jared Kemp, the big guy inside, gets the ball in the lob in the lane. Personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. Personal is going to be whistled on Reimer. That's going to be his first. First team foul in Hastings High. It's going to be Northwest inbounding the ball. They have to come way out here on top. Brooke Brown has got it. Brown holds the ball. It's Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Brown drives it down to the baseline. He's cut off. Double team. He throws up a shot. No good. Follow shot is up there by McNeilis. No good. Tip tries up and in. Give the tip and the basket to a Schleep. He's averaging 5.6 points per ball game. The Vikings are on the board. 5-2 is the score. There's a shot on the short left baseline. It's up and in. Tanner Johnson scores for Hastings High. Tigers shooting the ball well out of the gate. It's now a 7-2 ball game. Hastings with a lead. We're 90 seconds into the ball game. Here's Brooke Brown with the ball. Free throw line extended to the sideline. Back out on top to Schleep. His shot for three is no good. Rebound McNeilis. Spins in the lane. Puts it up off of the window. His shot no good. Down off the rebound. It goes out of bounds and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here in Grand Island Northwest. So Hastings High has got the ball back here. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Brooke Brown. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Vikings. Hastings High will play things in. Vinny Schmidt will bring things up now for Hastings High. Schmidt will go to the far sideline. With the ball over there is going to be Sam Reimer. Here's a pass to the near side again. It's going to be Tanner Johnson with the ball. Back to Reimer. Sends it down in the corner. Karloff with three. It's up there and in. Morgan Karloff nails a three-pointer from the deep rough corner. That's now a 10-2 ball game. Hastings High has got the lead with 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the first quarter. Schultes has got the ball now for Grand Island Northwest. Schultes working with the ball, goes over in the wing on the left side. There's going to be Schleep with the ball. Schleep gets it out to Kemp. Now on the right sideline, Brooke Brown has got it. Brown comes out on top, holding the ball up there against the Hastings High defense is Schultes. Over on the wing to Schleep, top of the key, McNeilis. His long pass down low is going to be deflected, and Hastings High has the ball. Second turnover on Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Here come the Tigers with the ball again. That's a Vinny Schmidt across the 10-second line. Goes over on the wing on the right side. Tanner Johnson circles around. Bounce pass down on the corner to Schmidt. To Johnson for three. Shot good. Tanner Johnson knocks down a three ball. And now head coach Ryan Rathke of Grand Island Northwest wants to call a timeout as the Tigers are out of the gates in a hurry. It is 13-2. Hastings High has got the lead. We'll take a break. 5 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High 13 and Grand Island Northwest 2.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Timeout brought to you by. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. So the Tigers shooting the eyes out of the basket here in the first 3 minutes of the ball game. Hastings has the lead. It's the Tigers 13 and Grand Island Northwest 2. Vikings come back with the basketball. Here's McNeilis with the ball. McNeilis goes over on the wing to Brooke Brown. Out here in three-point territory to Schleep. Moves it down on the baseline to McNeilis. He tries to dribble toward the basket, and a double dribble violation is called. McNeilis surrounded down there by Hastings High Tigers. That's going to be the third turnover on Northwest here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings High has got the lead 13-2. And the Tigers come back with the basketball here from the jungle up at Hastings High tonight. Vinny Schmidt will bring it into the offensive zone here as he works out on top. Out there guarding him will be Jason Schultz of Northwest. Here's Tanner Johnson with the ball. Tanner Johnson drives it to the right side of the lane, stops there, gets it to the top of the key. Morgan Karloff drives it down the lane. Nice dish. The shot is up there and in. And he is fouled into play, getting the field goal down there for Hastings High. Was Addison Bilal, and he is fouled into play. Bilal will go to the free throw line now for the Hastings High Tigers. They're trying to make this a three-point play. 4 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Garrett Kep gets in with a personal foul for Northwest. That's going to be his first. It's now 15-2 in favor of the Tigers. Into the ball game now is going to be Isaiah Dawes for Grand Island Northwest. Coming out will be Garrett Kep. Dawes is averaging 1.2 points and 1.8 rebounds per game for the Vikings. Addison Bilal goes to the free throw line. Dawes, a 6'4" sophomore. Shot from the line is no good by Bilal, and the rebound comes down to McNeilis. Derek McNeilis with the ball. Gets it away, dribbling toward the hole. It's going to be Schultz. He goes for the rack. His shot up there, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up. His shot off the window is up and in. Jason Schultz, an offensive board and a putback. It's now a 15-4 ball game in favor of Hastings High. Here comes Schmidt driving down the lane, and he is tripped on the play, and he loses the ball. No foul call there. Schmidt just lost his footing driving down the lane and lost the ball out of bounds. That's going to be the first turnover on the Hastings High Tigers in the ball game. The Tigers average 16 per game. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's 15-4. The Tigers have the lead. And here comes Grand Island Northwest back the other direction as they bring it across the midcourt stripe here. Walking the ball into the offensive zone is going to be Jason Schultz. Bounce pass comes over here to Ellsworth. Christian Ellsworth, who's into the ball game now. That's going to be Schultz with the ball, top of the key. Standing out there is going to be Brooke Brown as they get it down to Jason Schultz over on the wing on the left side to Brooke Brown. We'll work it back around to the right wing. That's Ellsworth with the ball. Top of the key, driving down the lane is McNeilis, and he's called for the traveling violation. Well, that was to Jason Schultz. Schultz taking the ball down the lane. It's whistled for a traveling violation. The fourth turnover on the Northwest Vikings so far here in this first quarter of play. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Hastings out on top of GI Northwest by a score of 15-4. Now the Tigers will walk the ball back the other way. Northwest will wait for him as they bring it into the offensive zone. Sam Reimer has got the ball. Reimer now to Karloff. He dribbles the ball down the lane. Nice move to the basket. He blows the shot to it. Goes out of bounds. Northwest basketball. That's touchdown there by Addison Bilal. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. It was all Grand Island Northwest in the girls game tonight. They used a 17-0 run in the second quarter of play. They went on to beat Hastings High tonight in girls play 63-24. Tigers are now 6-7 in the season. Northwest is 13-1. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips of McNeilis out of bounds. Jason Schultz sends the pass inside. McNeilis couldn't handle it. The fifth turnover on Grand Island Northwest here in the ballgame. 3:07 to play in the opening period. Hastings out on top by a score of 15-4. Tanner Johnson's got 5 points. Morgan Karloff has got 5 for Hastings High. Vinny Schmitz knocked down a three-pointer. Addison Bilal's got a field goal. Tigers out on top by 11 points early in this basketball game. Hastings High on the attack. Here's Johnson driving the baseline. He's cut off there. They work it back around. Here's Ryan Kern. His shot is up there halfway down. No good. Tip try is up and in. A tip try is up and in. They're going to give the field goal to Morgan Karloff. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. It's 17-4 in favor of Hastings High. A feed inside here for Northwest. Battling down there. And a shot taken by Dawes, but he's going to be fouled in the play. Isaiah Dawes down here on the baseline. The personal foul is going to be whistled on the Tigers. Dawes will go to the stripe here for GI Northwest. He's just a 14% foul shooter. That last personal foul went on Ryan Kern. That's going to be his first. Dawes to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and it's going to be off of the mark. No good. Dawes off of the back iron. Into the ball game now for Hastings High. There's going to be Ben Clausen. Clausen comes in. Here comes Garrett Kep back in now for GI Northwest. Travis Schleep comes into the ball game as well for the Vikings. 17-4 is the score. Hastings is out on top. Dawes to the free throw line. His shot is up and in, so he hits 1 out of 2 from the stripe. It's now 17-5. Hastings out on top in boys high school play tonight, and now the Vikings will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Sam Reimer with the ball down the right sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor. Ryan Kern has got it. Now to Reimer in the offensive zone down the right sideline. Hastings High brings it into the forecourt. Entry pass to get it to Sam Reimer. Now the near side, Tanner Johnson. Long range jumper is up and in. Tigers are shooting amazingly well here in this first quarter. Tanner Johnson now with 7 points. That was just inside the three-point ring. It's 19-5. Hastings with the lead. They feed it inside to Garrett Kept. His shot off of the glass is no good. Rebound comes down to Reimer. Sam Reimer runs her back the other way down the right sideline. Reimer gets the ball to Ben Clausen. His shot from the elbow. That one is no good. Battle for the rebound. Northwest had it. Now a foul is going to be called. Clausen going after the rebound there for the Tigers after he misses a shot. I think Clausen is going to be the guilty party here. That's going to be the case. Ben Clausen picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on Hastings High. 1:50 to play. Hastings High out on top by a score of 19-5. Vikings come back with the basketball here to the near sideline. With the ball is going to be Riley Klaus, who's in the ball game now. He gets it to Kemp, who loses control of the ball, but it's picked up over there by Schleep. Now to Ellsworth here at the top of the key. Ellsworth being guarded out there by Ryan Kern. Now to Travis Schleep as he works with the ball back to the center of the floor. The Tigers in the man-to-man defense. Riley Klaus has got it. He loses control. Picked up on the hop here by Schleep again on the near sideline. Fires up a 3-ball. It's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to McNeilis. His shot is up and in. Derek McNeilis scores on the offensive board and a putback. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 1:09 to play here in the first quarter. It's 19-7. Hastings High out on top. The Tigers come back with the basketball. Here's Ryan Kern. Ryan Kern to the far sideline. That's Karloff with the ball. Now to Ben Clausen. Clausen takes it down to the baseline as he dribbles it toward the goal, and he's going to be called for stepping out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's their second of the ball game. Here comes Brooke Brown back into the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest. Coming out is going to be Schleep. Also checking back in there for the Vikings will be Schultes. And going out is going to be Glaus. Northwest looking to break a 5-game losing streak in this basketball game tonight. Hastings High 2-2 in their last 4 ball games. 19-7 to score. Hastings out on top here. A good first quarter for the Tigers. Ellsworth has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out between the circles now to Garrett Kep. Now to Brooke Brown over to the far sideline. Schultes has got it. They lob it inside. Ellsworth down low to McNeilis. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's good, and he is fouling a play. Ellsworth sends the ball. That's the high-low action that Lance talked about during the pregame show. Ellsworth sitting right about the free throw line. Dumps it down to Derek McNeilis. Against the field goal to go down, and he is fouling a play here by Ryan Kern. The second foul on Kern. Team foul number 4 on Hastings High. Going to the free throw line is going to be McNeilis. He's got 4 points in the ball game so far for the Vikings. His shot is up there. The shot is good, a 3-point play. McNeilis is a 68% foul shooter. And the Vikings are back to within 9 points now at 19-10. 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High back with the ball. Tanner Johnson gets the ball down to Ben Clausen. He drives the ball and has it knocked out of his hands. Garrett Kemp getting his hands in there for the Vikings. Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. This is Ryan Kern. Kern will trigger things in. Looking. Finally, he's got to come way out here in the three-point territory. Tanner Johnson grabs the ball. Tanner Johnson back down to Kern. Outside down to Sam Reimer, who gets some instructions here from Hastings head coach Lance Creech. Reimer holding on to the ball. Reimer dribbles into the far sideline. Gets it out to Kern, top of the key. Throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So a good first quarter here for the Hastings High Tigers. They've got the lead over Grand Island Northwest in boys high school basketball. The score, Hastings High 19, Grand Island Northwest 10. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHJS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in the jungle at Hastings High. Boys High School basketball tonight. Hastings High out on top by a score of 19-10. Number one ranked Grand Island Northwest girls basketball team beat Hastings High in the opener tonight by a score of 63-24. So Northwest with the opening possession here in the second quarter. They're shooting to our basket to our right here tonight. They move it down in the corner. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense. Now the Tigers have gotten zoned here at the beginning of the second quarter. Here's Schultes with the ball at the free throw line. Throws it down in the corner on the left side. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Brown. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. That's Klassen with the ball. Has it knocked loose. And now a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. Ben Klassen got the defensive rebound there for Hastings High. And a personal foul called on GI Northwest. That's going to be their 14th foul in the first half of play. The foul is going to go on who? Officials come over to make the call. It's going to be on Brooke Brown. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Brooke Brown. Hastings High has got it. They're out on top by a score of 19-10. So a good first quarter here for the Tigers in search of their fifth victory of the 2013-2014 season. Adam Belau's got the ball. He sends it down in the corner. It's going to be over the head of Vinny Schmidt out of bounds. Turnover number three on Hastings High. So three turnovers on the Tigers. Garrett Kempel now inbound the ball for Grand Island Northwest in backcourt here. 7:19 to play in the first half. GI Northwest trailing Hastings by a score of 19-10. Bringing the ball back is going to be Jason Schultes now for the Vikings. In the offensive zone, there's a feed to the left wing. That's Ellsworth with the ball. Ellsworth out on top of McNeilis, dribbles it down the lane. Dumps it off down low. A shot is up there, no good by Ellsworth. Ball recovered down low. Again, another shot by Kemp, no good. Follow shot by Kemp, no good. Another shot is up there and in, and he's fouling the play. Three, four shots in the hole there. And Lance doesn't like that one. Going to the free throw line, and that will be Christian Ellsworth. Ellsworth fouling the play after about the third or fourth offensive rebound there. And Christian Ellsworth will go to the stripe to try to make this a three-point play. He was fouling the play by Hastings High. The foul is going to be chalked up on Ben Klassen. That's going to be his second. So Ellsworth goes to the free throw line, a 56% foul shooter. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. Shot good. So a three-point play. And that pulls Grand Island Northwest to within 19-13. Here in the second quarter with 6 minutes and 57 seconds to play. So it's been a while since Hastings High has scored. They got out to a 19-5 lead. This is an 8-0 run so far for by GI Northwest, bridging the first and second quarters. Karloff for three, buries it. So much for that. Morgan Karloff now with 10 points in the ballgame here for Hastings High, 22-13. There's a feed down low, and it's going to be right through the fingertips of Garrett Kemp out of bounds. He got underneath the basket. They got him the ball, but it goes right through his fingertips out of bounds. 6 turnovers now in GI Northwest. Hastings High will come back the other direction, dressed in their white uniforms and their orange trim here tonight. The freshman, Vinny Schmidt, will bring things up here for the Tigers. Brings it across the 10-second line. Vinny's not a very big guy out there either. Vinny Schmidt drumming on the ball in 3-point territory. He's going to drive it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He's got a move there as Vinny Schmidt takes it right to the hole and scores against the elders out there. So Vinny Schmidt now with 5 points in the ballgame here for Hastings High. And the Tigers go back on top by a score of 24-13. McNeilis has shot us up and in from the baseline. Derek McNeilis gets loose just to the right side of the basket. He scores his third field goal. He's got 7 points in the ballgame. 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. And the Tigers again lose the ball out of bounds. Ryan Kern on the far sideline took his eyes off of it. It goes sailing through his fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number 4 on Hastings High. So here comes Grand Island Northwest. Now coming out of the ball game is going to be Ryan Kern. Lance will try to settle him down. And that's, I believe, Sam Reimer coming back into the ball game for the Tigers. Whether Tanner Johnson is going to check back in for Hastings High. Here's Sleep with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Now to Kemp to the top of the key. Moves it over to Ellsworth on the wing on the left side. Top of the circle again to Schultes. They try Sleep again on the right wing. Here's a pass down low. It's up and in. Garrett Kemp throws up the shot, and he's fouled into play. So now they're getting their inside game working here. Hastings High getting away a couple of inches in there. Garrett Kemp gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled into play. Johnson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. So Garrett Kemp, who is 6'6" and a senior, the big stocky kid, goes to the free throw line, puts it up there, rattles out, no good. Yep, misses the free throw. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tanner Johnson gives it away now to Vinny Schmidt. Vinny with a right-handed dribble. Dribbles between his legs to get it back into the offensive zone. 24-17. Tigers with a 7-point lead. Hastings High is led by this baby from the opening tap. Schmidt comes to Reimer here on the near sideline. Sam Reimer Bounce pass down low to Belau. Back out of the wing. Reimer for three. Shots way off of the mark. No good. Reimer falls down, but no foul called here. And the rebound comes down to Northwest. Long pass ahead. They get it here to McNeilis. His shot from the right side of the lane is going to be no good. Another offensive rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called. Schultz got the offensive rebound, and he is tied up in the play. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings High, so the Tigers will play things in. 5 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings with a lead over Grand Island Northwest, 24-17. Johnson, short left baseline. It's up through it in. Tanner Johnson scores. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame here for Hastings High. Morgan Karloff, he has got 10. They've got 19 out of the 26 between the two. There's a pass down low. McNeilis has got it. He's double-teamed. The ball slapped loose, and now a kicking violation is going to be called on McNeilis. They got him the ball, but he lost it. In the attempt trying to pick it up, he was hit with a kicking violation, the seventh turnover on Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High quickly back with the ball. Vinny Schmidt into the forecourt. Comes over here to Tanner Johnson. Dribbles once. Brings it out here to Reimer. Now to Schmidt. To Reimer. Now left sideline. Morgan Karloff. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to be called in Grand Island Northwest. It's going to go on McNeilis, I think. That's going to be team foul number one. Actually, foul number one on McNeilis. Team foul number five on Grand Island Northwest. Out of the scorers table, checking in now for GI Northwest will be Isaiah Dawes. Dawes comes in. McNeilis checks out. So McNeilis, a leading scorer, averaging 13.5 points per ball game. He's got 7 so far in this one, but now he's on the bench for head coach Garrett Rathke. Hastings High with the ball down there in the baseline. Karloff, he is cut off down there. Rainbow pass comes back out on top. Vinny Schmidt back here on the near sideline to Sam Reimer. His pass in the lane is going to be deflected. It is loose. It's picked up by Northwest. On the break, coming back the other way. Ellsworth, and he has it stripped away from behind. Ellsworth getting set to go up for the layup, but the ball tipped away from behind by Sam Reimer out of bounds. And now Hastings High will call a timeout. When we come back, Northwest will play things in from underneath their own basket. But Sam Reimer, a great defensive play there for the Tigers. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Hastings High with the lead, 26-17 over Grand Island. We will head for Sioux City after this one tonight. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow. You're on 1230 KHAS from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Their time will be at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. The women's game will go at 2. The guys will go at 4. Complete coverage of Bronco basketball coming up tomorrow on 1230 KHIS. 26-17 the score here. The Hastings High Tigers out on top of Grand Island Northwest. The Tigers got out to a good start tonight, 19-10 after the first quarter. Hastings High has led this baby. There's a shot from the left wing. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound again. Going for the basket, shooting and scoring is going to be Isaiah Dawes. Dawes got the offensive board and a putback. The Vikings killing Hastings High on the offensive glass here in the first half. Here's Tanner Johnson down in the corner. They work it back around Sam Reiner. Vinny Schmidt down in the corner again. That's a Karloff with the ball. He maneuvers right side of the lane. He throws up a shot off of the glass. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kemp. Garrett Kemp has got the ball to Schultz. He runs her back the other way. Schultz in the lane loses control of the ball. Picked up by Ellsworth on the baseline. Goes up for the shot. Now he's hit for the traveling violation. Ellsworth picks up the junk down here on the baseline. He goes up for the shot. Found out he was too far behind the boards there to go up for the shot, and he comes back down with the ball, a traveling violation. GI Northwest, their eighth turnover of the ball game here in the first half. Hastings High has got 4. 3:40 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading by a score of 26-19. Vinny Schmidt with the ball for Hastings. On the wing, Tanner Johnson, entry pass to get it inside to Belau. Back out to Johnson, down in the corner to Schmidt for 3. It's off of the back iron, no good. Rebound brought down here by Tanner Johnson. Johnson spins to the top of the 3-point circle. Bounce pass.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskey, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Tiger Gym, we apologize. 1:53 to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High has still got the lead 26-19. Just had a big collision as Vinny Schmidt was bringing the ball back up the floor. Schmidt runs into the Vikings defenders, and Vinny Schmidt is hit with an offensive charging foul. So 1:53 to play here in the second quarter. 26-19 the score. Hastings High out on top of GI Northwest tonight. Here comes Grand Island Northwest back with the basketball here on the near sideline. They go to Garrett Kemp on the high post. Kemp looking down low. Nothing there. Riley Glaus has got the ball. Bounce pass down to McNeilis. He is surrounded by Tigers. He throws up a shot. It's going to be good, and he's fouled into play. How did he get that shot go down through the hole? McNeilis was surrounded by three Tiger defenders. Derek McNeilis, McNeilis puts it down through the hole. He's got 9 points in the ball game. He was fouled into play here by Tanner Johnson. That's going to be his second. 26-21 is the score now. Hastings High out on top by 5 points. We got a minute and 36 seconds to play. McNeilis to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and his shot is going to be no good. Rebound loose, and it's going to be a foul called down there. A foul called on the Vikings. Garrett Kemp, I think, is the guilty party here as he was battling for the loose ball. So Hastings High got onto a 15-point lead in the first quarter of play, and now the Vikings have come back to cut that lead down to 5 points here in the second quarter with a minute and 35 seconds to go. It's 26-21. The last personal foul went on Brooke Brown. That's going to be his third personal foul for the Vikings. Now Hastings High has got the ball back here. Vinny Schmidt goes over on the wing. On the right side, that's going to be Morgan Karloff. Dribbles to the top of the key. Can't put up a shot. Comes over here to Sam Reimer. He dribbles once. Back out. And between the circles here, that's going to be Morgan Karloff with the ball. Now to Vinny Schmidt. Schmidt moves over on the wing on the left side to Sam Reimer. They just toss the ball around the perimeter here. Reimer brings it down in the corner, and he throws the basketball away. Trying to return it back down in the left corner to Vinny Schmidt, and threw the ball too low. It goes ricocheting off of his leg out of bounds. 5 turnovers on Hastings, and now Northwest can cut into this Hastings High 5-point lead here. We got a minute and 8 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's 26-21. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Schultes has got the ball on the wing now to Ellsworth. Ellsworth moves it down in the corner to Jason Schultes. Hastings High is in his zone defense here. Tigers wanted to show the Vikings a lot of different defenses in this one. Now they're zone. Here's McNeilis with the ball as he takes it down to the baseline, tries to shuffle the ball away. Hastings High grabs it. We got a foul called. Nope, falling out of bounds. No foul down here. Hastings High falling out of bounds down there. That was a Sam Reimer. So it's going to be Grand Island Northwest playing it in with 46.8 seconds to play. Here in this second quarter, they get things in right underneath the basket. His shot is up there and in. That was McNeilis. Derek McNeilis scoring there. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and GI Northwest is back to within 3 points. It's 26-23. Now with 35 seconds to play. A 3-point lead for Hastings after leading by 15 in the first quarter. Morgan Karloff out to Vinny Schmidt. Splits a couple of defenders. His passing will be intercepted. Makes a freshman mistake there. Threw it right into the hands of the Vikings. And now, unbelievably, Grand Island Northwest with a chance to tie things up with a 3-pointer here at the end of the second quarter. We're down to 10 seconds to play. Northwest just across the 10-second line. Here's McNeilis with the ball. Now to Schultes. Bounce pass on the wing. Schleep has got it. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip tries up there and in. Give the tip, tried to get kept against the field goal, and that's the end of the first half of play. Grand Island Northwest has battled back here in the second quarter. Hastings High has got the lead at halftime. It's the Tigers 26 and Grand Island Northwest 25. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Right, we're back to halftime here at Hastings High School tonight. The Tigers holding on to a one-point lead over Grand Island Northwest. The score is 26-25. Hastings shot the eyes out of the basket in the first quarter. Got out to a 19-5 lead in this ball game. Northwest scored the final 5 points of the first quarter to make it 19-10. Then they scored the first 3 points of the second quarter to make it 19-13. Northwest snuck back into the ballgame. Hastings High eventually went out on top 24-13, but then the Tigers, they got outscored by Grand Island Northwest 10-2. Northwest came back to hold in the 26-23, and also they hit a field goal right there at the buzzer at the end of the second quarter. So actually the Tigers outscored 12-2 in the final minutes of the second quarter. And Grand Island Northwest is back into the basketball game here. It's 26-25 at halftime. We'll get to the scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local setup, delivery, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. It's south of Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirect.com. In girls high school basketball earlier tonight, Grand Island Northwest knocks off Hastings High. The score of 63-24. Northwest jumped out to a 21-7 first quarter lead and then outscored the Tigers 17-0 in the second quarter to lead 38-7 at halftime, 50-19 after three. Hastings High wins by the score, or rather Northwest wins by the score of 63-24. The Tigers got 7 points tonight from Sophia Pankratz. Leading the way for Grand Island Northwest was Mackenzie Brown. She scores 26. So the Tigers are now 6-7 on the season. They will play Gothenburg tomorrow. Meanwhile, Grand Island Northwest, they improved to 13 wins and one loss. And the Vikings, they have got Skyler coming up tomorrow. So that was earlier tonight over at the Chapman Gymnasium. The only other action involving the Hastings schools tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a girls-boys basketball doubleheader with Aquinas Catholic tonight. Girls' game was won by Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 43-16. Chandra Farmer led the way. She had 14 points in the ballgame. She couples that with last night's 31-point performance against Friend. She comes back with 14 tonight. Claire Hamburger had 13 points. St. Cecilia improves to 11 wins and 3 losses as they beat Aquinas Catholic in the girls' ball game over the Chapman Gym, 43-16. The boys' game is after one quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Aquinas by a score of 17-10. In college basketball tonight from the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska Kearney hangs on to beat South Dakota Mines by a score of 76-75. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. They're just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Remember, you can see them online anytime at FurnitureDirect.com. We're at halftime of our boys basketball game here tonight with Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest. The Tigers have a one-point lead. It's Hastings High 26, Northwest 25. Back with a first half recap right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
At halftime, 26-25, Hastings High out on top of Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Checking the scoring in the first half, Derek McNeilis is leading the way so far for Northwest. He's got 5 field goals. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So McNeilis, after a slow start, had a good first half. Head coach Garrett Rathke, he's got 11 points here at halftime. Garrett Kempty, he's got 4 points. He's got 2 field goals. He's all of 1 out of the free throw line. Christian Ellsworth, he's got a field goal, and he's 1 for 1 from the line for 3 points. Isaiah Doss, he's got a field goal. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Travis Sleep, he's got a field goal for 2. And Jason Schultes, he's got a field goal and 2 points. Northwest, 3 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half, unofficially 8 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings High has turned the ball over 6 times. The Tigers shot just 1 free throw in the first half. That was a miss by Addison Bilau. Leading scorer for Hastings so far has been Morgan Karloff. He's got 10 points. Karloff has knocked down 2 three-point field goals, and he's got 2 two-point field goals. So Karloff has got 10. Tanner Johnson's got 9 points. Tanner's got 1 three-point goal, and he's got 3 two-point field goals, so he's got 9 points here in the first half. Vinny Schmidt has got a three-pointer and a two-pointer. He's got 5, and Addison Bilau, he's got a field goal. He is 0 out of 1 from the free-throw line. So Hastings High, after leading 19-10 at the end of the first quarter, has got a three-point, actually a one-point lead here at halftime now. The score is 26-25 in favor of Hastings High. Hastings College basketball coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. We will be in Sioux City as the Broncos take on Briar Cliff. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon from the Newman Flanagan Center. The Nebraska basketball teams will play this weekend on Sunday. The Nebraska men, they're going to be at home to take on Minnesota on Sunday. That ball game will tip off at 5 o'clock. We'll have a pregame show beginning at 4 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Nebraska women's basketball team will be on the road on Sunday. They will play at Northwestern. That ball game will tip off at 4 o'clock. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the pregame show at 3:45. So Oscar coverage for you on Saturday. The men will be on the Breeze, and the women will be right here on 1230 KHAS. At halftime of boys high school basketball here from the jungle at Hastings High. Got the second half coming up. Hastings High has got the lead over Grand Island Northwest. Score is 26-25. We'll be back right after this.
Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. 26-25, the Tigers have the lead. Hastings led by as many as 14 points there in the first half of play. We'll start the second half with a one-point lead, 26-25. Vikings will have the opening possession. They have a chance to grab the lead for the first time. There's a shot from the corner. It's going to be no good there by Garrett Kemp. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Schmidt has got it running back the other way. Driving for the holes. Johnson, his shot's good, and he's fouling the play. Benny Schmidt gets the assist there. Tanner Johnson gets the field goal. Johnson goes down into the hole, and he is fouling the play. He'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Jason Schultes is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Vikings. Going to the free throw line will be Johnson. His shot is up there. Good three-point play. Nice way to start the second half. Hastings High has got the lead here. It's now 29-25. Hastings applying a little bit of pressure now in backcourt. Bringing the ball up down the right sideline. They get it to Brooke Brown. 200 pass comes over to Sleep. For the Vikings over here to the nearest sideline. McNeilis has got the ball to Sleep. Back out between the circles again. Northwest working with it. Schultes has got the ball. Schultes down to Brooke Brown. Down to Schultes. Long-range jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Adam Bielau has got the ball for the Tigers. Gets away to Vinny Schmidt. Down to Johnson. Bounce pass near sideline. Reimer. His shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Johnson. Shot up there. No good. And he's fouling the play. Tanner Johnson gets the offensive board. I'm sure Lance discussed that in between quarters here at halftime. Hastings was killed on the offensive glass by the Vikings in the first two quarters. Tanner Johnson will go to the free throw line. Travis Sleep picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. The second team foul on the Vikings here in the third quarter. Tanner back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good again. Tanner Johnson now with 12 points in the ball game for Hastings High. He's a 76% foul shooter on the season. And in the ball game now will be Christian Ellsworth for Grand Island Northwest. So here comes Tanner Johnson. He'll toe the mark for his second shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. Tanner Johnson is 76% foul shooter. He's nailed three here to start this second half of play. It's now 31-25. Hastings has got the lead. Tigers have scored the first 5 points here of the second half. Here's Northwest now with the ball as they walk it back in their offensive zone. Brooke Brown has got it. Free throw line extended to the free throw line now to Garrett Kemp. He'll take the shot. It's up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tanner is knocked down in the play. Traveling violation. Well, that was Bielau fouling down with the ball. He's hit with a traveling violation. He got the board there, but couldn't keep his footing. Over at the Chapman Gym at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia boys leading Aquinas Catholic by a score of 36-17. Here's the inbounds pass to McNeilis. His shot is up and in, and he is fouled into play. Derek McNeilis grabs that one right underneath the hole off of the inbound. He scores. He's now got 13 points in the ball game. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings. It's going to go on Sam Reimer. That's going to be his second. So going to the line for Northwest will be McNeilis. Trying to make this a three-point play. Derek McNeilis, he sets. The shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. McNeilis gets the free throw to go down. It's now a 31-28 ball game again. Hastings high with a three-point lead. Karloff has got the ball here on the right sideline. Morgan Karloff comes out between the circles now to Sam Reimer. Reimer hands it away. Vinny Schmidt. He'll set things up. Barks out the instructions. Goes back to Reimer on the wing. Now down in the corner. Hastings High working. Johnson has got it. Now to Reimer. Back down to the left corner again. Going with the ball there is Schmidt. Comes back over here to Karloff on the wing on the right side. Northwest is in a zone defense here. Looks like a 2-3 zone against Hastings here in this third quarter. Vinny Schmidt out between the circles. Now to Karloff on the wing. Back out to Schmidt between the two circles here. Two-handed pass goes to the left wing. Down there with the ball is going to be Reimer. Back out to Schmidt. Back to Reimer on the wing. Hastings just throwing the ball around the perimeter right now against the zone. Here's Morgan Karloff. Goes back to the left side. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's no good by Karloff. And the rebound comes down to Grand Island Northwest. Brooke Brown has got the ball for Northwest. Gets it away now to Schultes. In the offensive zone, Brooke Brown has got it. Over on the wing on the right side, that's Christian Ellsworth. There's Jason Schultes. Hastings High is now in a zone defense. Jason Schultes has got it at the point. The Brooke Brown dribbles inside the lane. His pass can be deflected and is brought down here by Reimer. Ninth turnover on Grand Island Northwest. Back the other way is Morgan Karloff. He dribbles it to the rack and a traveling violation. Runs into a couple of defenders and he's whistled for the traveling violation. Eight turnovers now at Hastings High. 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings out on top of Grand Island Northwest tonight in boys high school basketball. The score is 31-28. Jason Schultes will walk the ball across the 10-second line on the high post. Kepta's got it. Garrett Kepta fires the ball down low, grabbing the ball down. And is shot by Ellsworth. No good. Rebound Ellsworth. Goes back up, shoots and scores. Christian Ellsworth with an offensive board and a putback, and the Vikings are back to within one. 31-30 the score. Hastings leading by one. Tigers have the ball. Karloff has got it. Out here in three-point territory against Schultes. Here's Vinny Schmidt. Back to Karloff. Down to the far sideline. Tanner Johnson drives the baseline. Cut off. Dishes off inside. Bilal shots up and in. Addison Bilal scores there. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Hastings leading 33-30. Northwest has got the ball. Near sideline. Ellsworth for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped to the corner. Goes out of bounds. No. Ellsworth saves it. Nice save there to McNeilis. Out of the far sideline. Brown is shot from the baseline. Good three-pointer. Brooke Brown throws up a three-pointer from the deep right corner. And we are now tied up at 33 points apiece with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the third quarter. Here's Morgan Karloff. That completes a 14-point deficit for Grand Island Northwest. They've come back to tie things up now in the third. Hastings High with the ball. Here's Karloff. He puts it up there. The shot no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings High basketball. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead in boys play, 36-17 at halftime. Alex Sheehy has 11 points to lead the Hawks in scoring. This update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. We deliver the score, and they deliver to your door. Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Tied up at 33 points apiece. Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest. Karloff for three. That one is off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Isaiah Dawes, who's back in the ball game. And now Northwest can grab their first lead of the ball game here on this possession. Travis Sleep has got the ball. Moves it out here to the top of the key. Out of the right sideline. With the ball over there is going to be Schultes. He sends the ball down low. Here's a shot up there and in. That's Derek McNeilis. Derek McNeilis scores. And now Grand Island Northwest has their first lead of the ball game with 3:40 to play here in the third quarter at 35-33. And there's a shot up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. So Hastings High going to go to the free throw line now. It's Morgan Karloff getting the field goal for the Tigers. Karloff has now got 12 points in the ballgame. He'll go to the free throw line for the first time here tonight. McNeilis is whistled for the personal foul. It's going to be his second. It's now tied up at 35 points apiece. Karloff to try to give Hastings the lead back here. 86% foul shooter. Shot is up there and in. Hastings High has the lead. 36-35 now with 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Tigers now applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Inbounding the ball is going to be Jason Schultes. Schultes back to the center of the floor. He'll walk things up here. Sleep has got it. Now to Schultes again. Schultes approaches the 10-second line. Now he steps it into the offensive zone. Being guarded out there by Ryan Kern, who's back into the ballgame now for Hastings High. Over on the wing on the right side. Out to the top of the key. A three-pointer is up there and in. Down through the hole. Derek McNeilis steps away from the basket and hits a three-pointer from the top of the key. He's got 19 points in the ballgame. Northwest goes back out on top with a score of 38-36. Hastings High with the ball. Here's Vinny Schmidt, free throw line extended right side, down in the corner. With it's going to be Ryan Kern. He drives the baseline. He puts up a shot. It's going to be knocked out of his hands and it'll be picked up here by Schleep. Schleep has got it down the right sideline. As Grand Island Northwest works with the ball here, dribbling it toward the goal. That's Schultes. He goes for the hole. His shot is up there. There's no good, but he's fouling the play. Zach Blaze is into the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest. He didn't get much playing time in the two ball games we saw the Vikings played last week against Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. But Zach Blaze is now in the ball game for Grand Island Northwest. 6'5" senior. There's a shot at the free throw line by Jason Schultes. It's going to be good. The last personal foul in Hastings went on Bilal. That's going to be his first. So now Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over Hastings. It's the Vikings 39, Hastings High 36. Tigers led 19-5 in the first quarter. Next shot is up there. That one rattles out of there. No good. Offensive rebound. Going back up is McNeilis. He gets a shot to go down. And let's see. He was out of bounds. McNeilis right underneath the basket as he rebounds that missed free throw. But as he's trying to move maneuver down there in the lane, he stepped out of bounds. So it's going to be Hastings high ball. It's 39-36. And now what do we got? The officials calling everybody back. Hastings High was looking like they were going to inbound the ball. Another official comes in and calls a personal foul on Hastings. So a personal foul is called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Alex Panganiban. Pango picks up a personal foul. So instead of a turnover down here, Northwest will inbound the ball. Jason Schultes will play things in. They get it to Ellsworth. Down here on the baseline on the left side. Rainbow pass comes out to McNeilis. Now to Schultes. Jason Schultes holds the ball here. He approaches the top of the three-point arc, sends it across the top down, and he kept his pass down. Lowe's going to be intercepted, trying to get the ball to sleep. Intercepted by the Tigers. Here comes Hastings High back with the ball and a reaching-in foul. There's going to be whistled there on Jason Schultes. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on GI Northwest here in the third quarter of play. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Tanner Johnson. Coming out will be Alex Panganiban. Hastings High will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. This is Ryan Kern to trigger things in. Tigers are down by 3 points here in the second half. We're in the third quarter. Here's Vinny Schmidt with the ball out here in three-point territory. Vinny Schmidt moves it over the left sideline. That's Ben Klassen now with the ball. He circles around, takes it into the paint. A shot from Tanner's up there and in. Ben Klassen scores for Hastings High. He's got 2 points in the ball game. That's his first field goal. Hastings is back to within one. Here's Ellsworth for three. His shot up there. Rims off, no good. Tip try is no good. It's stuck up between the rim and the glass. McNeilis with the tip, and it goes up there. He sticks right in between the rim and the glass. So Hastings High will come back the other direction. 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Boys High School basketball action for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHIS. Tigers trying to come back after coughing up a 14-point lead in the first half. Here's Hastings High with the ball. Klassen moves it down to the baseline. He's double-teamed. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Schleep. Turnover number 9 on Hastings. Schleep with the ball now. Gets it into the hands of Schultes. He brings it into the forecourt now for Grand Island Northwest. Bounce pass. High post. They get it here to Kemp. Just to the left of the circle. Kemp sends it back to McNeilis. Out in three-point territory on the right side. McNeilis holds the ball. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Now a timeout's going to be called here by Grand Island Northwest. Ryan Rathke wants to call a timeout here for GI Northwest. Wait a minute. What do we got here? We're going to have a technical foul, I think, called. Not a timeout. We're going to have a technical foul called here on the Northwest bench. A technical foul is called on the Northwest bench, and it occurs here with 1:32 to play in the third quarter. So Tanner Johnson will go to the free throw line. Hastings High. Tanner Johnson puts it up there. The shot is going to be good. He's now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. That ties the score. Ryan Rathke now having a little conversation with the official here on the near sideline. I don't think it was against him. I think it was somebody on the bench. Tanner Johnson will have another one. His shot is up there and in. That gives Hastings High the lead. So on two technical foul shots, Hastings grabs the lead at 40-39, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings High will call a timeout. 1 minute and 32 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 40, Grand Island Northwest 39.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Our broadcast booth right behind the preschool playhouse we have here tonight at the Hastings High Tiger Gym. Thanks for a tough night babysitting a bunch of four-year-olds that the parents are thoroughly enjoying the ball game. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 40-39. Hastings High now with a one-point lead following two technical foul shots. There's Tanner Johnson with the ball. Tanner Johnson for the Tigers comes to Ryan Kern. Down here on the near sideline, Ryan Kern dribbles once, comes out to Vinny Schmidt now, about 35 feet away from the basket. Hastings runs the offense over in the far sideline. Clausen has got the ball down in the corner. Here's Schmidt for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down here to McNeilis. McNeilis will hand it away to Jason Schultes. Northwest has got the ball now under a minute to play. Here in the third quarter, Hastings High with a one-point lead, 40-39. Jason Schultes is dribbling with the ball. We'll see if Northwest plays for the final shot here. They did this a couple of times with about the same amount of time on the clock last week. Here's a long-range jumper put up and in. That answers the question. Travis Sleep throws up a three ball from the wing on the left side. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Northwest back out on top. 42-40 is the score. Northwest with the lead. Hastings High back with the ball. Vinny Schmidt goes over to Ryan Kern. Back out to Schmidt. Getting some instructions now from Hastings head coach Lance Creech. Vinny Schmidt drilling on the ball just across the 10-second line. We're down to 17 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Schmidt goes over to Ryan Kern now down in the corner. There's a bounce pass in the high post. They get it over here to Belisle. Come to the near sideline. Clausen, his shot's going to be no good. Hits the side of the glass. The rebound is loose. Belisle has got it. He puts it down through the hole and scores. Addison Belisle scores for Hastings High. Here's a shot from back court. That was off of the glass. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. We'll head to the fourth and final quarter. Tied up here tonight at Boys High School Basketball. The score, Hastings High 42, Grand Island Northwest 42. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So it was 26-25 in favor of Hastings at halftime after the Tigers had a 19-5 lead late in the first quarter. Now we're tied up at 42 points apiece. Hastings and Grand Island Northwest here tonight as the Vikings will have the opening possession of this fourth quarter. Schultes has got the ball. Vikings shooting to our basket to our left here, dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed the lettered in the gold tonight. GI Northwest with the ball. Working against the Hastings High man-to-man. They lob it down low. Ellsworth back in the lane. That's Kemp with the ball. Drives it toward the hole. Shot is up and in. Garrett Kemp takes it to the rack and scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 44-42. Hastings High down by a couple of points now. Here in this fourth quarter play, the Tigers come back. Northwest will stay with a zone defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone defense. Vinny Schmidt down in the right corner. Bounce pass goes inside. Clausen has got the ball. He puts it up off of the glass. It's up and in. Then Clausen gets the field goal there for Hastings. He's now got 4 points in the basketball game. It's now 44-44. Now we've got a timeout called here. A timeout's going to be called here by the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. We'll take a break. 7:07 to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score of Hastings 44, Grand Island Northwest 44. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, located on East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back after this.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
Tiger basketball tonight brought to you in part by 1230 KHAS. Online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest tied up at 44 points apiece. A couple of teams that are battling to find themselves this year. Hastings High sitting at 4-7 in the season. Grand Island Northwest has lost five games in a row. They're at 4-9. Scoring off here. Hastings got off to a great start tonight, but Northwest has come back here. We're tied up now in the fourth quarter. 7 minutes to play. Northwest will play with the ball on their offensive end. Schultz has got it back out on top. Here's Sleep for three. Shot right down through the hole. Travis Sleep throws down a three ball. That's his second tray of the ball game. He's now got 8 points. And it's now a 47-44 ball game. Grand Island Northwest with the lead. The Vikings stay with their zone defense. Here's Karloff with the ball on the wing. Morgan Karloff dribbles with it once. And now sends it across the top. That's going to be Reimer with the ball down in the corner. Dribbling it toward the goal. That's going to be Johnson. His shot is up there and in. Tanner Johnson moves it from the left corner toward the goal and scores. Tanner's now got 20 points in the ball game for Hastings High. 47-46. Grand Island Northwest with a one-point lead. Sleep with the ball. Back outside, here's Christian Ellsworth. He holds it. The Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Far sideline is Schultz. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here between the circles. Jason Schultz will set things up here for the Vikings. Bounce pass goes in a high post. For the basketball there is going to be Garrett Capp. He dumps it down low to Sleep, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Sleep grabs the ball in the paint there for the Vikings, and a foul is going to be called here on the Hastings High Tigers. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Tigers. Bilal picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Non-shooting situation for the Northwest. So they'll play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jason Schultz will inbound the ball to get it right underneath the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Kemp. Ball is tapped down. It's picked up here by Schultz. His shot blocked down and the foul is called. Tanner Johnson is hit with a personal foul. Ball tapped out there. Tanner got the block, but he also got a piece of the body, evidently. He whistled for his third personal foul. Jason Schultz will go to the free throw line. 47-46, Grand Island Northwest with a lead. Jason Schultz to the free throw line here for the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Schultz free throw up there off the right side, no good. He's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Schultz is a 56% foul shooter in the season. 5 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings trailing 47-46. Next shot is up there. That one is around the rim. Dances off of the back iron and down through the hole. Schultz is now with 4 points. Northwest has got a 2-point lead, 48-46. Hastings with the ball. Sam Reimer with it down to the near sideline. Reimer has got it. Now to Morgan Karloff in the lane. Bounce pass goes down low to Bilal. He mishandles the ball, but it's knocked out of his hands. And Hastings High will play things in. Getting his hands in there for Northwest was Derek McNeilis. Hastings will play things in. Vinny Schmidt, the little guy, the freshman, will inbound the ball. He'll be the trigger man. Left side of the goal down here in the baseline. He lobs it at the near side to Karloff. Back down in the corner for Schmidt. His three-pointer is up there and in. Vinny Schmidt rattles home a three-pointer from the deep right corner. Schmidt's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Hastings High goes out on top with a score of 49-48. That one wanted to jump out of there, but goes down through the hole. Schmidt with a big three-pointer. Hastings High with the lead. Driving to the basket is Kemp. His shot's partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Hastings High. Now we got an official's timeout called here. Hastings High got the rebound. That was a Sam Reimer grabbing the ball. They call an official's. They wanted to make sure they scored. The official scored down here. They wanted to make sure that was a three-pointer by Vinny Schmidt. So they call the official's timeout. The official comes over to guarantee that it was. Make sure it's up on the board and credited correctly. It's 49-48. Hastings High has got the lead. Now the Tigers will have the basketball here. They're approaching the five-minute mark in this fourth quarter. Hastings High trying to win their fifth ball game of the 2013-14 campaign here tonight. Sam Reimer dribbles to the top of the key. Jump pass goes over to Karloff. He takes it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Karloff throws it to Vinny Schmidt here on the near sideline. Back out there to Sam Reimer to Karloff. Bounce pass down low to Johnson. Streaking down the lane as Reimer's shot is up there, no good. Tip try to Bilal, no good. And the rebound comes down to Garrett Kemp. Hastings got a couple of shots in the hole there and could not convert. Jason Schultz running back the other way. Left-handed dribble, waist high. Brings it into the offensive zone here for GI Northwest. Schultz will set things up. Runs the offense. Goes to Brown over here on the wing. Top of the key, McNeilis. Over on the right side, that's Sleep with the ball. Out of Schultz again. Dribbles once. Comes to the near sideline to Brown. There's a pass out to the top of the key to Kemp. That is Schlepp again. Free throw line extended right side to Schultes. Back to Schlepp. Picked up there by Reimer of Hastings High. They just tossed the ball around the perimeter. To the left wing is going to be Brooke Brown. Top of the key to Schultes. Back to Brown. Two-handed pass to Kemp inside the free throw circle. There's Schlepp. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Hastings High grabs the ball. Tigers grab the defensive rebound. Sam Reimer down the near sideline out of Karloff. Dribbles in the lane. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Karloff throws it up there and a traveling violation. Karloff was trapped in the lane there. This threw up a desperation, underhanded shot there. Lance Creech thought maybe there was some extracurricular activity thrown in there, like a personal foul. He doesn't get his wish. It's going to be a turnover on Hastings. That's going to be their 10th of the ball game. 49-48. Tigers have a one-point lead. 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Coming back with the basketball is going to be Jason Schultes. Gets it in the hands of Schlepp. Down to Brown. Free throw line centered all the way to the near sideline. They work it back around to McNeilis to the far sideline. Again to Schlepp. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hands it away to Schultes. Schultes now to McNeilis. There's playing catch about 35 feet away from the basket. There's an entry pass deflected away from McNeilis and a turnover on Northwest. Hastings High has got the ball. That's the 11th turnover on the Vikings. The Tigers now having problems with the ball. It's loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Hastings. That's Reimer with the ball. Now a foul's going to be called out here. Away from all the action. A pushing foul is going to be called on Adam Belau. Hometown fans don't like that one either. Not Adam Belau, but how about Addison Belau picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings holding on to a 49-48 lead over Grand Island Northwest with the Vikings on the ball. Northwest back to their offensive zone, and now they will call a timeout. Ryan Rathke wants to talk things over. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play now officially. Hastings High has got the lead. It's the Tigers 49 and the Vikings 48. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this. Going to Bowman and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
As your dishes down on the left baseline, a shot by Poppy is up.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings just south of the Sonic Drive-In from the Chapman Gym tonight. At the end of three quarters, Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Aquinas Catholic, 50-29. The St. Cecilia girls basketball team, they won earlier tonight over Aquinas by a score of 53-16. The Hastings High girls tonight lost to Grand Island Northwest 63-24. Nebraska Kearney women knocking out South Dakota Mines 76-75. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, 49-48. Hastings with a one-point lead. Here's Grand Island Northwest with the ball. Jason Schultes will set things up. Goes down in the corner to Ellsworth. Now as a bounce pass goes inside. Kemp has got it. He has it stripped loose. And now a foul is going to be called. Belau got the interception down there. The foul is going to be called now on Grand Island Northwest. So it's going to be a turnover on the Vikings. That's their 12th turnover of the ball game. The personal foul goes on Derek McNeilis. That's going to be his third personal. Team foul number six. And now the team fouls are even up at six apiece. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. Down the stretch here. Under 3 minutes to play. We're tied up. No, Hastings has a one-point lead. 49-48 is the score. Karloff goes inside. That's Tanner Johnson. Spins. He puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose, and it goes out of bounds. Jason Schultes had the ball for Grand Island Northwest, and it went off of his fingertips out of bounds. So Hastings High will get to play things in on their offensive end. Right underneath their basket to the right side. Vinny Schmidt will be the trigger man here for the Hastings High Tigers with 2:48 to play. Schmidt has got the ball. Vinny looks. He gets it inside now to Tanner Johnson. He goes up with a shot. He's nailed on the play. He is knocked down, and a personal foul is going to be called. Tanner Johnson just to the right of the basket there. And now he'll go to the free throw line here for the Hastings High Tigers. And now we got to McNeilis down for the Vikings. Just to the right of the basket, McNeilis is the guy that's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. And McNeilis is slow in getting up as the trainers come out to take a look at him. McNeilis is their leading scorer on the season, averaging 13.5 points per ball game. He's done the job tonight. He's got 19 points. He was fighting for that loose ball and maybe twisted an ankle or maybe a knee as he's going to come off the floor now for GI Northwest. Going to the free throw line is going to be Tanner Johnson for Hastings. Johnson's got 20 points in the ball game tonight. He is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Tanner Johnson will toe the mark here for Hastings High. The Tigers have a 1-point lead, 49-48. And the shot is up there. The shot is going to be good. They'll have two shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Hastings High now leading 50-48 with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Tanner Johnson will have one more with the Tigers. 6'3" and senior in there for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. He misses that one, but an offensive rebound grab there, and a foul is going to be called. Karloff got the offensive board. I think he's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be the case. Morgan Karloff is hit with an offensive foul on the missed free throw. Hit with a rebounding foul. Going into the free throw line now for Northwest is going to be Christian Ellsworth. He is 1-for-1 from the line tonight. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Ellsworth is a 56% foul shooter on the season. Hastings 50, Grand Island Northwest 48. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play in regulation. Christian Ellsworth will have a 1-and-1. Ellsworth looks up there. The shot is off of the mark. It is no good. Rebounded. Follow shot up and in. Derek McNeilis got the offensive board and the putback. He's now got 21. And we're tied up now at 50 points apiece. With 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the ballgame, the offensive boards have been critical here tonight. Northwest winning that war over the Hastings High Tigers. Here's Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Vinny goes to the far sideline. Ryan Kerner's got it down to Schmidt. Vinny Schmidt backs her on out near the 10-second line. Vinny Schmidt just drilling with the ball here. We're down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Northwest is hunkered down in this 2-3 zone defense. Lance Creech is going to let Vinny Schmidt just dribble with the ball. We're down to 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Vinny Schmidt still with the ball. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes to play in the basketball game. Grand Island Northwest was hunkered down in that 2-3 zone. And Lance was going to let some time expire here now to figure out something. Hastings has not been very effective against this tonight. 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings 50, Grand Island Northwest 50.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, this timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Of Hastings, take time to stop at Crozier Park Pharmacy and let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. You can call 402-462-4605. So 2 minutes to play in regulation. Hastings 50, Grand Island Northwest 50. The Tigers led 19-5 at one point in the first quarter. It was 19-10 at the end of one. Then Northwest outscoring Hastings 15-7 in the second quarter. Pulled within 1 point by halftime, 26-25. We were tied up at 42 after three, and right now we're tied up at 50 points apiece with 2 minutes to play in regulation. Hastings High has got the ball. The Tigers in their white with their orange trim shooting their basket to our right here tonight at the jungle up at Hastings High. There's Sam Reimer with the ball. Reimer dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass comes over here to Vinny Schmidt. He falls down with the ball. He's tripped and a foul is called. Travis Sleep hits hit with a personal foul. Sleep picks up his third. That's going to be team foul number 8. On Grand Island Northwest. So a 1-and-1 situation here for the freshman. Vinny Schmidt with total mark. He is 2 out of 2 on free throws this year at the varsity level. So Vinny Schmidt will total mark here with his team tied with Grand Island Northwest with 1:44 left on the clock. Vinny Schmidt
Well, look up there for Hastings High. Puts it up there, and the shot is good. Cool as a cucumber for Vinny Schmidt. 5'7" and a freshman here for the Tigers. It's now 51-50. Hastings High leading by one. Vinny Schmidt will fire up another one. His shot good. Hastings has a lead. Hastings has a two-point lead now. Northwest has got the basketball. So here come the Vikings down the right sideline. That's going to be Schultes with the ball. Fires it down in the corner. Ellsworth has got it. Holds it. Out of Kemp. Top of the key. Up to Schultes on the wing. Down in the corner to Ellsworth. Hastings high in the zone defense now. Looks like a 2-3 zone here. Sleep has got the ball. Now to the top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's off of the mark. It's going to be no good. Hastings high with the rebound. A three-pointer thrown up there by the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. And Hastings high has got the ball. Vinny Schmidt across the 10-second line. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Morgan Karloff. Now to Schmidt again. He's going to be fouled in the play. Vinny Schmidt knocked to the seat of his pants there by Trevor Sleep. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Grand Island Northwest. So Vinny Schmidt has already hit 2 free throws here in the final minute or so of this ball game, in the final 2 minutes. Now Schmidt goes back to the free throw line for Hastings. 2 out of 2. He made some just a few seconds ago. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Vinny Schmidt back to the free throw line here for Hastings High. Looks up to the shot. It's going to be good. 53-50 now. Hastings High with a 3-point lead with 1:08 to play. This would give Hastings a 2-possession lead, obviously. Vinny Schmidt, his 4th free throw is up there. It's good. 54-50 now. And now Northwest wants to call a timeout. Northwest calls a timeout. Hastings High has got the lead. 1:04 left in regulation. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, you can call them 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Seems safe to say we've been Aquinas Catholic tonight over the Chapman Gym, 56-43. That one is now final. Hastings St. Cecilia wins over Aquinas Catholic, 56-43. Hastings High with a 4-point lead here, 54-50. Vinny Schmidt with 4 free throws in the last minute or so. Northwest has got the ball. They've got it in their offensive end. They lob the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted by Johnson, but he loses the ball right back. The scramble is on, picked up by Northwest, and a foul is going to be called. Hastings High had the ball. Johnson had it in his hands and had it jarred loose. Then a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. The foul goes on Johnson. That's going to be his 4th. And out Northwest will shoot some free throws. Going to the line will be Garrett Kemp. He is a 59% foul shooter on the season. He's 0-for-1 so far tonight. He'll have a 1-1 situation with his ball club down by 4 points. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound loose. It's picked up by Hastings. B. Lyle's got the ball. He's going to be fouled here in backcourt. Addison B. Lau is going to be fouled down in backcourt. The foul is going to go on Ellsworth. That's going to be his 1st. So now going to the free throw line is going to be B. Lau. On the season, he's 54%. Tonight, he is 0-for-1. 54-50 is the score. We're down to 46 seconds to play. Addison B. Lau to the free throw line now for the Hastings High Tigers. 3 field goals so far tonight. Shot is up there. That shot, no good. B. Lau will have one more. And in the ball game now will be Brooke Brown for Grand Island Northwest. Garrett Kemp will check out. Hastings High with a 2-possession lead, 54-50. Addison B. Lau will go back to the free throw line here for the Hastings High Tigers. 46 seconds to play. This shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to GI Northwest. Christian Ellsworth with a rebound. Northwest trailing by 4 points with 40 seconds to play. Back in their offensive zone. Here's McNeilis with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Sends it to the near sideline. Sleep has got it. Sleep out to Ellsworth for 3. Shot from the top of the key. Buries it. Christian Ellsworth buries it. 3 from the top of the key. It's 54-53. Grand Island Northwest is within 1 point. 20 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball. Here's Sam Reimer in backcourt. Comes over to Vinny Schmidt. to Sam Reimer in the center of the floor. There's a pass across the 10-second line. They get it down to Bilal. He drives the ball toward the goal. The ball tipped away. It is loose on the baseline, out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwest basketball. Last touch by Bilal. Last touch by Bilal on the baseline with 6.6 seconds to play. Northwest will play things in here in backcourt with a chance to win this ball game. It's 54-53. Hastings High up by 1 point. So Northwest will inbound the ball. And now we're going to have a timeout. Yeah, Northwest wants to call a timeout with 6.6 seconds left. Hastings High had the ball and lost it out of bounds. 6.6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 54, Grand Island Northwest 53.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Stop in and see them there at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, you can call 402-462-4605. So the Hastings High Tigers had a 14-point lead in the first quarter. Now Grand Island Northwest with a chance to win it here with 6.6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's 54-53. Hastings High had the ball. They lost it out of bounds down here. So the Vikings of Northwest will have to come the length of the floor here in 6.6 seconds. Obviously doable here. We'll see what head coach Garrett Rathke has drawn up. So here come the Vikings back out of their timeout. Looks like McNeilis is going to inbound the ball down here for the Vikings. Hastings High going to have all five defenders here in backcourt. They got to watch for the long baseball pass down to four. And now Hastings wants to call another timeout. They came out to see what Northwest is going to set up. And Hastings High will call a quick timeout. We'll just keep it right here. This could be a short timeout. Again, the Saints of Celia boys, they won tonight over at the Chapman Gym. That one's just gone final 56-43. Hastings Saints of Celia winning over Aquinas Catholic tonight in the girls' game. Saints of Celia over Aquinas 43-16. Hastings High girls tonight losing to Grand Island Northwest, number one ranked Grand Island Northwest, 63-24. And the Nebraska Kearney women's basketball team, they beat South Dakota Mines tonight over the Health and Sports Center by the score of 76-75. Adams Central not playing tonight. The Patriots, the boys and girls, will play on the road tomorrow at Grand Island Central Catholic. So Lance Creech will send his troops back out here. Going to have Vinny Schmidt out there along with Sam Reimer. Also, Johnson is going to be out there. It looks like Bilal is going to be out there as well. And Morgan Karloff for the Hastings High Tigers. Now here comes GI Northwest. So now inbounding the ball is going to be Christian Ellsworth. They've got two guys in the backcourt. They got three guys in the backcourt and two on their offensive end. And now Christian Ellsworth is going to inbound the ball here for Northwest. They get it to the 10-second line. Grabbing the ball there is McNeilis. He drives the ball down the lane to the basket. He goes. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is loose. And that's the ball game. Hastings High wins the ball game by one. Derek McNeilis drives the ball right to the front of the rim. And it fell off of the right side. It is no good. And Hastings High wins the ball game tonight by a score of 54-53. They got the pass to the 10-second line. McNeilis had the ball, and he drove it right to the hole, right down the lane. He threw up the shot with about a second left, and it goes rattling off the right side. Would not go down through the cylinder, and the Hastings High Tigers beat Grand Island Northwest tonight by a score of 54-53. So the Tigers win the ball game. They are now 5-7 on the season. Grand Island Northwest, they dropped their sixth in a row. They lose tonight. They dropped to 4 wins and 10 losses. Getting the final score, Hastings High 54, Grand Island Northwest 53. Back with a recap after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Hastings High Tigers win it tonight over Grand Island Northwest after a driving layup at the buzzer failed to go down through the hole for GI Northwest, and Hastings High wins it tonight by a score of 54-53. So the Tigers got off to a hot start here tonight. In fact, everything they were throwing up in the first quarter went down through the hole. Hastings raced out to a 19-5 lead in the first quarter. Northwest scores the final 5 points of the first to make it 19-10. They didn't score the first 3 points of the second quarter to make it 19-13. Northwest chips away, and they got it down to 1 point at 26-25 at halftime. Hastings High again opened up the lead in the third quarter, but it was a seesaw battle. It was tied 42-42 in the third. Neither team could break away in the fourth quarter of play. Vinny Schmidt hits four free throws in the fourth quarter to make it a 54-50 ball game late with about 2 minutes to play. It was then Grand Island Northwest getting the ball on a Hastings High turnover. They played things in with 6.6 seconds to play, got it right to the 10-second line where Derek McNeilis grabs the ball and he just took off, went right to the hole. He throws up a shot in the lane that rattles out of there, and Hastings High survives here tonight as they beat Grand Island Northwest by a score of 54-53. Scoring in a ball game, Hastings High got 21 points tonight from Tanner Johnson, 13 for Morgan Karloff, and 12 from Vinny Schmidt, including those four crucial free throws in the final couple of minutes of this ball game. Addison Bilal, he had 6 points tonight, and Ben Clausen, he contributes two. Hastings High, 11 out of 16 from the free throw line, unofficially 10 turnovers in the basketball game. Grand Island Northwest, they were 6 out of 13 from the line tonight. They had 12 turnovers. They are led by Derek McNeilis as he scores 21 points in the ball game. At 11 in the first half and 10 more in the second half. So McNeilis with 21. He was the only guy in double figures tonight for Northwest. Christian Ellsworth, he had 8. Travis Sleep, he had 8 points tonight. 6 for Garrett Kepp. The other scorers, we see Jason Schultz, he had 4 points. 3 for Isaiah Dawes and 3 points for Brooke Brown. So Northwest falls to 4 wins and 10 losses on the season. They've lost 6 games in a row. The Hastings High Tigers, they improved to 5 wins and 7 losses. Tigers will get ready for the Gothenburg Swedes coming up tomorrow night. Again, Hastings High wins it tonight, 54-53 over Grand Island Northwest. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KJS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
Hastings High wins it here tonight over Grand Island Northwest by a score of 54-53. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Of course, a big night tonight for Tanner Johnson. He scores 21 points in the basketball game. He had 9 in the first half, had 12 more in the second half of play. Morgan Karloff, he hit for 10 points in the first half for Hastings High, and he had 3 more in the second half. He finishes in double figures with 13 points. Then Vinny Schmidt, just the freshman, he comes through with double figures. He had 5 points in the first half. He had 7 more in the second half. Hit 4 free throws late in the ball game for Hastings High to give the Tigers a 54-50 lead. Those guys are all candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The game today for the Hastings High Tigers is going to be Tanner Johnson. He leads the Tigers in scoring tonight with 21 points. Johnson knocks down 1 3-pointer. He had 6 2-point field goals, and he was 6 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. So Tanner Johnson is going to be our player of the game as Hastings High holds off the Chargers from Grand Island Northwest tonight by a score of 54-53. Tanner Johnson, our player of the game tonight for Hastings High. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
So Hastings High wins it tonight. We're Grand Island Northwest by a score of 54-53. Still waiting for one of the coaches to make their way back out of the locker room here following an exciting ball game at the finish, 54-53. Hastings High wins it here tonight. Derek McNeilis, a driving layup at the buzzer. His shot would not go, and Hastings High survives here tonight as the Tigers improve to 5 wins and 7 losses on the season. The Vikings, they fall to 4 wins and 10 losses. Checking some of the other scores that we have in tonight locally. Of course, the only other action we had going tonight was over at the Chapman Gym, facing St. Cecilia, playing a doubleheader with Aquinas Catholic tonight. St. Cecilia winning the girls' ball game on a score of 43-16. The Hawkettes scoring the first 15 points of that ball game tonight, led 15-4 after the first quarter. As St. Cecilia wins to improve to 11-3 on the season, Chandra Farmer scores 14 points tonight. She had 31 last night against Friend. Scores 14 points tonight. Claire Hamburger had 13. St. Cecilia is now 11-3 on the season. St. Cecilia boys basketball team. They knocked off Aquinas Catholic tonight by a score of 56-43. In the first ball game here at Hastings High, it was the number one ranked Northwest Vikings winners over Hastings High, the final of 63-24. Northwest jumped out to a 21-7 first quarter lead in this one and then scored 17 straight points in the second quarter and shut out the Tigers in the period. Led 38-7 by halftime, 50-19 after three. Northwest winning 63-24. It was Sophia Pankratz leading the way for Hastings High with 7 points in the ball game tonight. Mackenzie Brown had 26 for Grand Island Northwest. In the boys' ball game again, it was Grand Island Northwest losing to Hastings High by a score of 54-53. Women's college basketball from the Health and Sports Center in Kearney. Nebraska Kearney over South Dakota Mines by a score of 76-75. We'll take our break. We'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHS. We will head for Sioux City. It'll be Hastings College taking on Briarcliff tomorrow afternoon from the Newman Flanagan Center on the campus of Briarcliff. On the air with the pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. The women's game will go at 2, and the guys will follow at 4 o'clock. Complete Hastings College basketball coverage tomorrow on 1230 KHS. That'll do it from the Tiger Gym here tonight. Hastings High losing the first ball game in the girls' contest, 63-24. Tigers holding on to the nightcap to beat the Northwest Vikings by a score of 54-53. My producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.